Arizona guy, good to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, congratulations. You made it through another hard, long, hot week. And when it gets hard, and when it gets long, and when it gets hot, and it's like 108, 109, 110, we just flock up to the broadcast destination for this Saturday's show. We are coming to you live from one of the great, iconic culinary and cocktail destinations in all of the galaxy. Yes, indeed, the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. You follow that majestic drive weaving its way through the Santa Catalina Mountains, and it begins to appear like a mirage. The open arms of the Hacienda del Sol and all of the great culinary and cocktail stories are just about to get underway. Coming up and join us, we've got great things to talk about food-wise, beverage-wise, and we've got a whole summer full of deliciousness up here at the Hacienda, and we're going to be talking to our good friend Tom Firth, the managing partner. He's going to be sharing us some updates with us about the exciting expansion. If you've been driving around the Hacienda these days and have seen dirt being moved, this is an exciting time for the Hacienda. We're going to hear all about it. We're also going to be talking to my brother, John Kulikowski, the director of wine and spirits. There are so many fun things happening libation-wise coming up a little bit later on the show. We're going to be talking about how John is going to be personally and lovingly libating you all summer long. And then we're going to close out the show with our good friend, executive chef Bruce Yim, who has manifest culinary creativity as only he can do. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here for another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210. Now, our celebrity co-host, you know, we have a little fun every week. We identify someone from the culinary and cocktail scene that's doing fascinating things, and there certainly is one in this community who's doing amazing things. She's the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. My friend Andy Berlin is back with us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on. Glad to be back.
Well, let me tell you something. So, Andy Berlin, a digital food reporter, and I love digital food. I just absolutely think
it's my favorite kind of food.
You were last on the show just a few weeks ago, May the 9th, and you announced that you were about to hit the road and you were going to be going on a journey sampling 100 tacos in 100 days. Now, you launched that right after you were on the show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring you back on to find out, where are you on the journey? Are you completely sick of tacos by this point?
You know, actually, I'm at the point where I'm kind of getting addicted to tacos. And I can say I have had 8 tacos that I did not even write about. So I'm eating more tacos than I even should be eating, which is probably even worse for my health, but it's good for my happiness. And I'm only at about number 20 right now, so I have about 80 to go.
80 to go.
So catch back with me toward the end. I'll probably be disgusting.
Now, let me ask you this. When you set sail on the road to Tacodom, did you
It's a dry river that I said.
It's a dry river. Did you have all 100 destinations identified and you're checking them off the list, or are you allowing yourself a little spontaneity as you explore the world of tacos?
You know, I got super excited one day and I decided to make a map and map them out all over town, and I came up with 150 places. And I can honestly say that I have not followed that map at all, because when you drive down the street and you see a taco stand, you just go.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Now, you're taking your video camera along, your phone along with you. So not only are you tasting the taco, you're also writing about it, capturing creative imagery of it. Now, what is that sort of experience like? So you sit down. Do you come in anonymously? Does the taqueria know that you are who you are?
So I basically come in and I tell them who I am at the beginning, because I don't want to surprise anybody.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of these places are little stands on the side of the road, and I just want to make sure they're okay with it. So, and you know what? It's a totally different experience than just sitting down and eating a taco. I'm talking to these people and finding out how they made the recipe. And I'm going to places that, honestly, I've never been to before. And it's been such an amazing experience pushing myself to go places that I might not normally go. And you know what? Some of the most amazing, most incredible, best food has been from random places that I saw on the side of the road.
How
like
cool.
Yesterday, I believe it was, I was in a hurry, and I thought, okay, I have a half an hour. I'm going to go to the closest taco place there is, which is right across the street from the Daily Star's offices on Park and Irvington.
How convenient.
Yeah, and it's a little place that I always drive by called Ta Contento, which is a cute little play on words. Anyway, the owner is from Guadalajara, big city in Jalisco, Mexico, and he uses spices that are very different than Sonoran spices. So he takes a birria beef, and he puts in cumin and clove.
Nice.
And it's spicier, and it's more herbaceous, and it's almost like a curry. Mm. And then he takes it, and he puts it in this corn tortilla and just kind of, like, fries it on the grill, on the flat top for a second. And so it comes out, and it's the tortilla is, like, so hot that you can't even really touch it. Mm. And you put it in your mouth, and it's just an explosion.
Oh, it sounds
of beautiful
gorgeous.
Beef. And his salsas are incredible, too. I just can't stop talking about this place to everybody I see because it's the most amazing taco I've ever had. And it's right across the street from our office.
Now, have you been back since? Oh, no, you just did this. You said Friday or?
Just, I think it was yesterday.
Okay. Well, you'll go back again on Monday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, is it 100 tacos literally in 100 consecutive days?
No,
I mean.
Are
you allowing yourself a day off of rest during the week?
I'm fudging it a little bit. I apologize if I missed a day here and there. But I'm trying my best, but I'm doing 100 tacos in more or less 100 days.
Now, how can our listeners keep up with you? I mean, it's very difficult to do, fellow foodies. I challenge you to try to keep up with Andy Berlin as she eats 80 more tacos in 80 days.
I can't keep up with myself.
How can they find you? Is this something you're posting online?
So if you go on your phone, it's tucson.com/tacos, and you can find the photo collections there, and it'll have all my articles. Or if you go to tucson.com/dining, that will also have them.
Great.
And on our phone app as well.
And you did get, I saw, you took my tip. You went to Taco
for better or worse.
For better or worse. And you experienced the testicle taco. Now, the FCC will allow me to say that, so don't give me that weird look. But you tried the testicle taco. Was I right?
It was an experience, I have to say. It was not, I liked it. But it was very weird that they come out, they chop them up. I'm not sure where they buy them from. That's a question I want to find out. But they chop them up and, like, throw them on the grill and then basically put them on a tortilla. I don't even think they have seasonings or anything. And it's kind of like, it kind of has, like, the texture of a hot dog.
Yes.
But it tastes almost like liver, like liver and onions.
A little game. There was a little game on.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I say game on. The game on. Tacos at Tacos Absalon. Now, 100 tacos in 100 days. We're pulling for you, Andy.
Thank
We're
going
to be excited to see what you're posting up next week. Now, you guys are bringing back at the Arizona Daily Star the Tucson Kitchen Secrets program.
Yes,
this is
are.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So this is a video that we started a couple months ago, and we decided to bring it back. We did our first one with Maria at Boca, and she made us up this incredible salsa and shrimp tacos. So we decided to bring it back because it's really fun. And so the other day I went to Hermanos on 4th Avenue, the new beer and wine bar.
Yes.
Run by Mark and Eric, the brothers,
right.
Erman. And they have an amazing chef, David Valencia Jr., and he was working with Ryan at Augustine Kitchen, and now he's here and he's got his own restaurant. And he is turning out some awesome food for a beer bar. I was so impressed with what he made. And he invited us back, and he showed us how to make calabacitas, kind of the way that his family
nice.
Made it. But he had this new contemporary touch. And he basically sliced up the zucchini and other kinds of squash on a mandolin, real thin, almost like a flat pasta, and then cooked it up on a pan and put it with this amazing corn that was almost like the texture of polenta.
Nice.
And it was just incredible.
Very, very nice. And the Tucson Kitchen Secrets, you're going to be posting videos online, giving you sort of a behind-the-scenes look at how some of these things are coming together. Mm-hmm. And where can people find that online?
Tucson.com/dining.
And
on our phone app and Tucson.com.
Okay, we're talking to Andy Berlin, the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here for our live broadcast from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Again, Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. And I would be remiss remiss, fellow foodies, if I did not share a very quick observation of a lovely wine that my friend Tom Firth brought for me to enjoy. This is coming from his son Brennan's winery down in Argentina. This is the Cepas Alejitas Winery. I'm enjoying a lovely Cantanto Malbec, which is big and beautiful, and then this Sank, this Bordeaux varietal. You know, one of the things when you come up to the Hacienda del Sol, there's always an interesting secret, always a hidden treasure, and one of our next guests, John Kulikowski, is going to be talking to us about how he helps solve the mysteries for people walking their way through this world-class wine list that he himself has curated. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, but when we come back, the man is here. He is sitting down. He's having a little wine. He's smiling. He just has this look of love that has grinned from ear to ear. The managing partner of the Hacienda del Sol, Tom Firth, is with us next, fellow foodies. You don't want to miss one delicious minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. Broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. The cocktails are coming. We're enjoying some lovely wine. We have a front row seat at the chef's table. We're seeing Chef Bruce Yim and his dedicated, credentialed team go to work. And it's all for us. And it could be all for you if you join us. Come on, Saturday is a delicious day to take advantage of the Hacienda. Well, it's always a delicious day here at the Hacienda. No thanks to our next guest. He is the managing partner here, and he is one busy dude. My good friend Tom Firth is back with us.
Matt, thanks for having me on the show. Nice to have you guys back up to the Hacienda. And before we get started, I just have to tell Andy I've never had the testicle tacos anywhere. But we've got a great fish taco platter, and we're going to treat you one of those later. So maybe the Hacienda's fish taco can be one of your 100 experiments.
I would say so.
For
journey. He's throwing down, Andy. He's got the look of confidence.
Guess I have to do it now because it's on the radio.
Exactly. Huh? Well, if people haven't been up to the Hacienda for a while, boy, are they in for a surprise, this amazing experience. I mean, you guys have been busy up here, really bringing some beautiful touches to the property.
Well, thank you for noticing that. I don't think you can drive up here now and not help but notice it. And
yeah.
all the folks driving along Hacienda del Sol can see the activity as well. So, yes, since last October, we began, after about 2 years of planning, meticulous planning, an expansion of our property, which includes 32 new guest rooms, another swimming pool that will be a negative edge pool right on the northern part of the property overlooking the beautiful Santa Catalina Mountains.
Gorgeous.
We've just redone our entrance to the property. So we've got, as of this Tuesday, we take over all the bell and valet services on the property in-house, which has never been done before. So we're really excited about that. And the rooms are, I know we were going to try and get out there and take a little tour before we started the show, but the rooms are spectacular. We have city and mountain views from every single room that we're building. And six of the rooms have outdoor showers for those experimental,
yes,
romantic people that want to come up here. And
probably
just...
not about right now, though. Huh?
Yeah, no, speak for yourself, you know,
Andy, an outdoor shower is always in vogue. The rooms are, they're going to be quite nice. They're all average about 500 square feet.
Mm, wow.
And we've got two suites that are 1,100 square feet, so quite large.
That's bigger than my first studio apartment. Tom,
our small rooms are bigger than my first apartment.
So 32 new guest suites then, to guest rooms.
Yes.
How many rooms did you have before you started the expansion?
We started with 30.
Okay.
We're actually building 33, but we're losing about three in the whole expansion process for various reasons, and so we'll end up with 60 when we're done.
So you, in effect, are doubling the size of your accommodations for your guests.
You know, we're doubling our size, and what I like to tell our staff is that, you know, because we're all in this together, it's been quite a journey for everybody for the last 8 months, and as excited as everybody is, we also know, you know, we're upping our game considerably.
Right.
And so I like to just tell them, listen, we're still only going to be two-thirds the size of the Arizona Inn.
Okay? That's right, yeah, right.
We're still going to be this beautiful 30-room boutique property, really, you know, in a great spot, a great niche, in our community.
I think what you did, and I would think that it would be a bit of a challenge to sort of bring some modern touches to the property without compromising that Hacienda spirit, and you have done it brilliantly. I don't know how you did it.
Well, it's, you know, we had great, you know, partners with us, our architect, Evan Eglin, our interior designer, Renee and Judy Tinsley, a husband and wife team. They're the ones that helped us, you know, create the grill at Hacienda del Sol 20 years ago. Just, you know, great contractors. Or the person, company building the rooms is W.E. O'Neill, great local contractor. So,
what you got, the A team?
We really feel like we have the A team. And honestly, that's where the partners have spent a lot of dialogue talking about, you know, the care and the stewardship that we feel to this property going forward. You know, we don't want to muck it up. Right. So we know what's here. We feel real proud of that. Just this last year, we surpassed the Murphys as the longest running owners of the property.
Oh, my goodness.
20 years in July. Wow. So, you know, we're very conscientious about, you know, how do you build new product, introduce it into a property that's just celebrating its 86th anniversary.
So you talked about new pool, new guest rooms. You got all of this newness around. But friends of ours that love to go to the Terraza Garden Patio and Lounge, that great outdoor space, you have fundamentally reimagined what that space can be. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, and that took a lot of imagination, too. And I think for some of the folks that love coming up here, been coming up here for years, one of the first things they said is, well, what'd you do with the fireplace? You took that out. You know, what I've told them all is it's coming, is we're putting a big fire pit in outside our fully temperature-controlled Terraza patio now. So we have a retractable roof and wall system out there. It's called Karate. It's an Italian product, and as in karate chop. And
my karate chop medium rare, please. I mean, just for the record.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone get a note to Bruce.
So it's air-cooled, and we can heat it and cool it year-round. And what we found before, Matt, was that during the monsoons, the whole area would just rain out. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know, just depends on the time of year. People wouldn't want to sit out there. So Tucson does have beautiful weather for that 8 months out of the year.
Right.
So when we have that beautiful weather, we'll retract the roof and walls, and they'll be outside.
It's just beautiful. Still one of my favorite places to go see, you know, real local live music with some great local-inspired food, some great cocktails. Again, fellow foodies, I can't stress enough, come on up to the Hacienda, walk around, ask for a tour, get a sense of what's coming alive here at the Hacienda. Beautiful new guest rooms, beautiful reimagined outside patio, and just little touches that you would never imagine are sort of sprouting up as I'm walking around here. I'm just, my hat is off to you and the Hacienda team. You have really helped to bring about some change here that is continuing to represent the iconic nature of what the Hacienda is, but bringing in some fresh touches that I'm super excited about. I think what you've done is absolutely spectacular.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our beloved sponsors. And when we come back, he's just now sitting down here, Director of Wine and Spirits. I want the word spirit in my title, Andy. How do I do that? He's often been one of our spiritual advisors here on this radio show. John Kulikowski is coming up next. You don't want to miss. It's every delicious morsel, every delicious sip is wherever John Kulikowski goes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive, having a great culinary and cocktail experience with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the digital food reporter from the Arizona Daily Star, Andy Berlin. Are we having fun, Andy?
Yes.
Oh, we're at the chef's table. I mean, this is like a VIP experience. Or
I feel like I'm on vacation.
But anyway, we're having a great time here on this delicious broadcast. And whenever there's deliciousness up at the Hacienda del Sol, there's a guy who's sitting at the center of that experience because he lovingly libates us. That's what he gets to do for a living. He's the Director of Wine and Spirits. I think one of the most credentialed and loving and knowledgeable somms in town, the Honorable John Kulikowski. John,
thanks,
how are
Matt.
You, man?
Just great, Matt. Really great.
We had so much fun at the Australia-New Zealand wine dinner.
We sure did.
With you and your team. And
we did.
Bruce Yim is going to be on the show with us a little bit talking about this regionally inspired wine dinner menu that you guys are putting together. But as I was saying to you that night, I could listen to you talk about wine all night. I mean, I'd pay a cover charge to hear you talk. It's poetry, John.
Most people would rather drink the wine than talk about it, though, Matt. That's the thing.
I mean, he's talking about cigar box and cedar and roasted sage coming out of a wine. I just love that.
I probably had a few drinks by then.
Well, that's your guests demand authenticity. We want to know we are drinking what you have approved.
Absolutely. Well, we thought of, for those people who could couldn't take a vacation, we would take them around the world with a sort of staycation, visiting different towns that are known for food and excellent wine. Our first stop with you and your lovely wife, Nancy, was New Zealand and Australia, and that went off really well. It was a little taste of those areas. And next month, we're going to the south of France in honor of Bastille Day, as we've done in years past. And we're going to have Bruce is putting together a wonderful south of France menu. I've got a bunch of wines from Provence, rosés, and just delicious white, crispy white wines that'll go with that food.
Gorgeous.
And then we're going to finish in the West, where the lovely wines of Oregon and Washington State, the Pinot Gris that Oregon's famous for, Pinot Noir, Syrah from Washington, they're stellar wines, and we want to show them off and have people who are unfamiliar with the cuisine of Washington. You always have your salmon, but there's all kinds of wonderful cuisine up there that Bruce is putting together as we speak for that August, third Thursday of every month in August. We really pull out all the stops for this. The whole culinary team is part of it.
It's just so intentional and so thoughtful, and it helps to, you know, like you said, there's obvious go-tos for the regions, but you really think a little bit more broadly. You approach each thing like a blank canvas, and when Bruce joins us on in a few minutes, I'm really interested in knowing how the two of you work together, like which comes first, the chicken or the egg. But right after the news break, we're going to talk to you guys about that. But these regional wine dinners, the first port of call was Australia and New England. The next port of call is south of France.
That's right.
The third Thursday of the month.
That's right.
Through summer.
Right, exactly.
And
for those of people in Tucson or who can't get away, we want to take them on a little staycation, escape for one night into one of those regions, enjoy the food, enjoy the wine, see what it's like to live that cuisine, and you'll come back refreshed.
So much fun.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, Tom Burke talked in the last segment about the fact that the Hacienda has been here for 86 years.
Yes.
Is that possible?
I think so, because I think I've been here for most of that, right, Bruce?
So you guys have something really fun up your sleeve, and again, it's one of these things that I don't understand how you can do it, because you're offering such a great experience for such a great value, but you've got this summer program for locals to come on up here and enjoy the Hacienda all summer long, and it's about Zinfandel as the center of the experience.
Well, one thing we like to do here at Hacienda is when the season is winding down, we give thanks to our locals who supported us all year.
Right on.
And every year we do a special promotion that is a kind of thank you to the community. And this year, Bruce and I came up with the idea of a summer Zin extravaganza. We do our Zin Blues and Barbecue every year. It's a great success where
we
walk around tasting Zinfandel. So this year, one of the most famous Zins produced in California is Turley. And I thought, what better way to say thank you is to give a bottle of Turley Zinfandel with Bruce's Cuisine, three courses. And it's $86, not per person, but per couple. So two people can come here to Hacienda, enjoy Bruce's food, three courses, an appetizer, entree, and dessert, with a complete full bottle of Turley wine for $86 per couple.
Okay, so the Turley in and of itself, I mean, you know, the retail value of a bottle of Turley's Inn, and when you match that together with this amazing culinary experience where you throw in the views for free.
Exactly.
I mean, how do you do that, John?
Well, it's a thank you to the community, honestly, Matt. And we are so grateful for the local people who supported us all year round, who come to Hacienda. And now in the off season, it's really a thank you to everyone who supported us all year round. I will say that I was in an area restaurant, which will remain nameless, and I saw that Turley's Infidel for $75 on the wine list. But we're happy to do it with the food, three courses, for a lovely couple for $86. You can't beat it.
That is,
you really can't.
Oh, nice.
So how can our listeners take advantage of that? Is that happening nightly?
It's happening nightly. We were going to run it only a couple nights a week, but then Tom decided we're going to do it seven nights a week all through dinner. Anytime the grill's open, 5:30 to 9, Sunday through Thursday, until 10 on Friday and Saturday, that menu is available. And we've got some wonderful things there, including our pork pot stickers, bourbon glazed pork loin served with Bruce's Hayden Mill bacon grits, desserts. Mm. We've got a spiced chocolate bread pudding or a lovely summer fruit tart. If you don't like Zinfandel, we've got some other wonderful choices there.
Like
if they don't like Zinfandel, they're not listening to this show.
Well, we've got
tell you that
a wonderful
right now.
Landmark Overlook Chardonnay. We've got a rosé from Napa Valley from Saint-Supery, a Cabernet blend from Washington called Pendulum, or Cane and Fable. So all those wines are available. And if you have a wine that you really want that's special for you, we're going to make it work for anybody who comes in.
Hand-selected by the loving touch of John Kulikowski.
Wow, yeah.
See what you've done? From now on, I'm a poet.
I have to drink a lot of wine to stay in this job, and somebody's got to do it.
Summer Zin Extravaganza, nightly here at the Hacienda del Sol, a beautiful three-course meal with a bottle of Turley Zinfandel for two for only $86.
Yeah, it's quite the deal.
And when you're sitting here at the grill, I have to tell you, when we were having dinner here a couple of nights ago, when the sun was setting and we had this beautiful view, frankly, every table here is the best view
of the house.
It
really is.
But there was a moment when the sun just sort of just touched the back of the horizon and everyone just stopped talking.
Yeah.
And we just gazed out the window. Nature has a profound effect to make me stop talking.
Exactly.
It really was an amazing and an historic moment.
I will have to say this is possibly the best view in Tucson from our West patio dining room. You get Without a panoramic
question.
View of the mountains and all of downtown once the sun sets.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, absolutely
great. Don't forget about Summer's Inn Extravaganza. It's all happening here. Now, John is going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the show.
Yep.
We're also going to be making way for the Honorable Executive Chef Bruce Yim. He's going to be sitting down talking about what sort of things he has up his sleeve for an amazingly delicious summer. It's happening all summer long here at the Hacienda del Sol. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more of our great sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about food. We're going to be talking more about this travel the world wine dinners. There's a new extended happy hour here where they're slashing half price off the burger, which I think is a life-changing experience in its own right. And then July 4th is coming up, fellow foodies. Red, white, and brew. And if that tells you anything, spectacular local suds are at the heart of that experience. So don't go away. We're going to be right back. And also want to remind you, we're going to be giving away a gift certificate to one of you listeners if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question. So stick around. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. And whenever I talk about the Hacienda, I just kind of start slowing down because I just know what's awaiting me. I see there's a lovely table being set here right to my left by the very capable and credentialed hands of the banquet crew. We're broadcasting live from the chef's table here. Come on up and join us. Make plans for dinner because there's always something delicious happening here. And, of course, we could not do this show were it not for our celebrity co-host for this week from the Arizona Daily Star, Andy Berlin, is back
Thank
with
you.
Us. How's that margarita, by the way, Andy?
Honestly, it's one of the best margaritas I've ever had.
Okay, well,
so good.
Someone write that down.
I've had them before, but
it
okay.
better be. She's
just
sitting
say
right
it
next
again.
To me.
Now, can
Starting
we
to slouch.
Best margaritas in town?
Can we
feel free to prove me wrong?
100 margaritas in 100 days.
Absolutely.
We'll
Let's do that next.
We'll be
I'll
your
join
next
you.
Tour. We'll be expecting the headline in Caliente on Thursday. The best margarita she's ever had. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Always so fun to have a little color brought to the show with your credentialed and sophisticated palate.
Thank you.
Anyway, well, speaking of highly credentials and sophisticated palates. I love these segues. This man, you know, knows no bounds. I mean, he watching him work in the kitchen. I mean, it's like dinner and a show. I mean, I want to pay a cover charge to listen to John Kulikowski talk about wine, and I want to pay a cover charge to watch Bruce Yim just do his thing.
We can arrange that. There you go.
The executive chef from the Hacienda del Sol, an icon and a celebrity in his own right, my good friend Chef Bruce Yim.
Thank you very much.
What's happening, Chef?
Everything's doing great.
Well, I mean, this is
enjoying the summer.
I got to tell you, me too, man. This is one of my favorite seasons of the year. People will look at me and say, "What?" I mean, it's 109 outside, but you know, this really—it's this is why we live here. This is Tucson in its splendor. And when you take sort of the seasonality and have that inspire what's happening in the glass and on the plate, the creativity never stops here at the Hacienda.
Oh, we have a lot of fun. I mean, I know it's 109 outside, and it's only 107 in the kitchen, so it's relatively cool.
You know, we were talking to John Kulikowski about this Travel the World wine dinner. Again, the third Thursday of every month through the summer. And, you know, Nancy and I, as John said, had a chance to experience this Australia-New Zealand experience. I mean, we saved the airfare. You transported our palates. We had our palates had a passport to New Zealand. And I was, frankly, blown away by the thought and the intention that you brought to bear at the center of a plate for what I thought was, what, 117-course dinner? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was five courses.
Five-course dinner. Now, how does this work, Chef Brucey? I mean, do you and John sort of sit around and say, okay, here's the region. Do you let John lead the way with his ideas on wine? Do you lead the way with your ideas on food? And how does that manifest together?
Well, myself and my culinary team, who I can't really do any of this without them. They're a big, big support crew for me. But we sit down and we kind of figure out what we want to make, and then we present the menu to John, and then he kind of works with the wine and stuff like that, and then we kind of know what the wines are, and then we kind of bounce back and forth to make sure that there's a nice little marriage between the food and the wine.
Matt, it takes an awful lot of wine to get this right. Popping bottle after bottle to get it just right. And I'm telling you, it just takes forever.
John does all the
hard life.
I ran out three corkscrews trying to get this right for the last one.
You do care about your guests, don't you, John?
It's a tough job. Someone's got to
do it. You guys play in the sandbox well together, right?
We do.
You bring this idea. John's got these ideas. Now, has there ever been a moment where you both sort of say, well, you know, that's really not going to work? Or do you just trust in each other and the love that you both bring from your art?
We just go for another bottle of wine until we get it right.
I think that's spectacular. So the next port of call, as John said, is the south of France. Now, what are you thinking about, Chef Brucium, from a culinary perspective? What screams southern France from the center of the plate?
Well, there's so much. I mean, yeah, south of France is such a huge region, but we're going to start off the menu with Belon oysters. Mm. That usually come from like Normandy and areas like that. Then we got a little brondade. That's quite popular. It's a salt cod, and we're going to make like a little crispy salt cod cake.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
And then we're going to have our third course. We're going to start with a little duck. Then we're going to slice it really thin, and we're going to serve that with a timbale of summer truffles, some braised turnips, and a peppercorn sauce.
Am I right, Andy? Am I right?
This is torture listening to
this. And then we're going to have tornado, which is a filet of beef, and then we're going to serve that with some foie gras, some Parisian scooped potatoes, some beets. Wild mushrooms and a sauce for foie, which is kind of like a demi-glaze and a little bit of hollandaise mixed in. So it's a little classic, but, you know,
and what
it's
going
to be really delicious.
What I love about the experience, by the way, which is $95 plus tax and gratuity a person. Again, I think you guys have hit a price point that is spectacular based on the experience that you have. And when I say experience, it's a surround sound experience. So you're not just enjoying a lovely meal with a lovely wine, but you actually get to engage John and Chef in dialogue. You come out, John, and give a little history of these wines.
Yeah, and we're going to do that. We always start with a little cocktail reception. Bruce puts together some past appetizers where everybody who's coming that night gets to know each other a little bit. I usually start off with a sparkling wine. We'll start off with a sparkling from Burgundy. It's called Cremant de Bourgogne. Oh. And then I'm going to feature rosé from Provence and go in some wines with the Côte du Rhône appellation to pair with Bruce's third course there. We'll finish with a nice sweet wine, a Muscat de Baume de Venise from the Rhone Valley, a wonderful orange-flavored dessert wine to wrap things up. It's a lovely evening. It goes on for a couple of hours. By the end of the night, all the guests seem to get to know each other a little bit, and there's a great camaraderie in the room. Bruce gives a little history of the dish, and I come out with a little bit about why, not to bore people, just to give them a little background so they know why we paired these dishes together.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And if there's a room available, you know, what a great package that would
be. Yeah, absolutely.
To actually stay there. the night here after an amazing
and
moment
like
that.
And you may need to, actually.
And you may need to. That's a recommendation. John Kulikowski, are you surprised by this renaissance in rosé today? I think it's spectacular.
Well, I think rosé got a bad rap a few years ago. We had the White Zinfandel craze in the late 70s, and White Zinfandel was a little sweet, and then it became kind of lowbrow, so people were a little bit ashamed to say they drank White Zinfandel. But rosés called Vin Gris in France have been popular for generations, and they've never really gone out of style. I think that as the U.S. gets more wine sophisticated, we're starting to realize that rosé is a wine that should not be passed up.
I agree.
They're wonderful. Yeah. They're dry in France. They have wonderful nuances. They're usually made from Grenache or Syrah in the south of France, and they're just wonderfully refreshing on a warm summer day. And they pair well with so many different foods, especially some of Bruce's lighter cuisine for the summer that we feature on the Terrazza menu.
Yes.
And we feature at our happy hour menu, too. All those dishes go great with rosé.
You like a rosé every now and then, Andy?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we've got quite
rosé.
A selection.
A dry rosé.
Perfect time of year, too, right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to be talking about July 4th here in a couple of minutes, but you mentioned happy hour menu, and I think sort of the anchor of this menu is the fact, and I want to make sure I heard this right, Chef Brucium, that this burger, now, the Hacienda burger, you know, is the stuff of legend. I mean, it really is.
We have been voted best burger.
Yes, exactly. And now, did I see this right, that the happy hour menu, there's a major deal on the burger? Is it?
There's a major deal on everything, actually. We decided to pull out all the stops, rethink our happy hour this year, and expand it from 6 to 6:30 Monday through Thursday, and honestly, it's a great deal. All of Bruce's appetizers are half off. We also featured some large salads, the quinoa salad, our seared ahi salad. Normally $16 is $8. We don't reduce the portion.
It's
the same size dish. We've got wonderful tap wines at $5 a glass. We give a full 6-ounce pour. I have at least 8 selections. All of our tap beers, 8 handles, are $4 for a 16-ounce pour. It is really a deal. You can't beat
great
it.
Great deal.
And so that's happening up until 6:30 now.
That's 6:30
Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
Which is great because Andy works down like on Ajo.
Probably take me about 2 hours
we're
to get here.
Uber
I gotta leave by
Uber
Uber up here.
Yeah. I'll just follow the taco trail up here.
And our fish tacos, normally $12, are only $6. Bruce has got a great fish taco, and she's going to come down.
Yeah.
Andy's going to come down and sample that as Tom Firth's guest this week.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to get her plied with some margaritas there.
No.
Yeah. Margaritas and fish
before
tacos.
Before we set out on our 100 margaritas on the 100 days trip, that's coming
sign
up
sign me up for that.
And then our burger, too, we're just – even though it was one of the best burgers in town, we kind of changed it up a little bit.
I want to know.
Well, we created, we're making in-house bread, so we made in-house focaccia, and then we're serving it with that. And it just, you know, after probably 10 burgers of trial and error, we came up with the right bread, and I think this is going to be even better than it was before.
And it is $8 at happy hour.
Unbelievable.
You can't beat it.
So, you know, in liquor and in spirits, we talk about mash bill, like in bourbon. When it comes to the burger, is there a blend of beef? What's the anchor of
beef? Well, we get a Wagyu ground beef, which is American Wagyu. And then we blend that with all our house ground, which is all the trimmings from our filet, from our New York steaks, from our prime rib. So it's just top cuts of meat that we house ground, and we blend that with the Wagyu burger.
And we serve it with apple smoked bacon, garlic aioli. Bruce makes a great garlic aioli, which is on that burger. We do local tomatoes. We use organic lettuce, red onion, and roasted chilies. Honestly, it's a plate. Oh. Of course, it comes with fries. So
and don't forget the pickle.
And the pickle. But Bruce just redid the bun, and honestly, it is one of the best buns I've ever had. It's not filling. It's just a wonderful
focaccia
ciabatta.
Sounds beautiful for or ciabatta.
No, it's a focaccia.
A focaccia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful for the burger. And again, how much is this burger, John?
Well, normally that burger goes for $16, and we cut the price in half for happy hour. $8 for one of the best burgers.
You get a McDonald's burger for that price.
No kidding.
You know?
We don't say that word.
The McDonald's.
And we're talking Wagyu for $8. It's unbelievable.
It's great.
Okay, so July 4th. I mean, you know, channel your inner patriot and come up to the Hacienda del Sol on July 4th for what I think really, I mean, there's a lot of great July 4th stuff happening around town. You guys have figured out a way to sort of hit on all cylinders because you've got so much going on, for the perfect day. Again, you're building a menu around the spirit of the season, and we're going to be drinking some beer, aren't we, Bruce?
We're going to have, we have several taps, and it's an endless amount of, it's endless pours.
We got beer can chicken. We're making homemade corn dogs. We got St. Louis
ribs.
You had homemade. A rat before, actually.
Yeah. We're actually going to do mini sliders with the Wagyu ground beef. So, I mean, we got a lot of great things. We got some sweet and sour soy glazed salmon. We got some Santa Maria tri-tips. Mm. Coleslaw, berry salad, potato salad, baked beans, corn on the cob.
Cornbread.
There'll be something there for everybody. Even if you're a vegetarian, Bruce is going to put out a whole plate of salads and things for everybody under the sun. Yeah. I invited 25 different – we're going to pour 25 different beers, most of them from local breweries,
beautiful,
including 1055, Sleepy Dog. We'll have Papa Go Orange Blossom. There are going to be
beautiful
taps and bottles. You're going to get a bracelet. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It goes from 4 to 7. And the other thing that's going to make that day special is the Rialto River Band. Some of Tucson's local favorite band is going to be playing out for Red, White, and Brew that day. And they just draw. They bring the house down. They are absolutely terrific.
Just a lot of fun. 4 o'clock
it's
to 7
o'clock.
It's
a lot of fun. 4 to 7. It doesn't end at 7. That's when people stop coming, but
okay,
you can linger in the bar.
And just hang
linger
out
with your
just
yeah,
hang
it's
out
a wonderful.
All night
it's a
long
wonderful. This is our third annual. It's been a success every year, and really it's just a boatload of fun.
Red, White, and Brew.
Red, White, and Brew.
On July 4th at Hacienda. Now, are you asking people to get to reservations in advance?
It's helpful, but of those of you who plan last minute, just come up to the door. You buy a bracelet. It's $45. Children are half price. Under 6 are free, and it's guaranteed good time.
Now, does the bracelet and the $45 include the beer?
It does. And if you don't drink or you prefer a glass of wine at our bar, you will get that for I think it's $30.
Well, you know what? You don't have to worry about that, John, because if people don't drink, they're not listening to this show.
Who doesn't like beer, right? Who doesn't like beer on July 4th? It's un-American.
I love it when Bruce does the beer can chicken, because last year I was up here, I saw, I mean, there was like a regiment of chicken lined up on the grill, all posted
with
on the
Blue
beer
ribbon underneath
with PBR in all of its glory. Red, White, and Brew, always
PBR is
a
great
time
beer.
It really is. So anyway, July 4th at the Hacienda del Sol, Red, White, and Brew, all-American a feast, some great beers, some live entertainment, and just come casual.
Absolutely.
Very
total casual. Shorts, flip-flops, absolutely.
Want to remind all of our listeners that our good friends up here at the Hacienda del Sol are going to give you, one of you listeners, a chance to win a gift certificate to experience the Hacienda del Sol for yourself. We're going to come up with a super fun question to ask our listeners. And again, if you're the first person that calls in, we're going to be pleased to send you a gift card to experience Hacienda del Sol. Now, it is time for us, Chef Brucium, to experience for ourselves your big and bold claims about what a culinary experience is like at the Hacienda del Sol. I see you brought something for us to try.
Yeah, we have the octopus salad with pickled sunchokes.
Oh, my goodness.
I just have to say it's beautiful.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
You.
That is
and
so
here's
tender.
Our Parisian gnocchi served with pork belly, some shaved mushrooms and apples, and a little bit of arugula and a brown butter vinaigrette.
What are those green
That
bowls?
Is a Parisian scooped Granny Smith apple.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so let's talk about, did you get the octopus?
Yes, it's a giant tentacle.
You know, yes, this is a beautiful dish.
But it's
and talk about a sunchoke, Bruce.
A sunchoke is a root, also known as a Jerusalem artichoke. It's a tubular root. I mean, you can do many things with it. We pickle it, which is actually, and that was, you know, based on my chef de cuisine, David, that came up with the pickling idea.
Nice.
But a lot of times I've cooked with it. You boil it, and you can make a puree out of it. It's really great.
Very healthy.
It's kind of like has almost a texture of potatoes, but not quite.
Mm. Okay, with this octopus, again, what you've done, very few have learned how to do. So when you think about the consistency and the texture of an octopus, I think there's this myth that it's just going to come out tough. It's going to come out chewy. But you've rendered this so beautifully, like it's very, very tender. It almost melts in your mouth. What's your secret?
Well, we boil it for about an hour and a half.
That'll do it. For an hour and a half. Beautiful.
And then we put it on our wood-burning grill that gets that nice charred flavor to it.
Different textures, different colors, different flavors.
And it looks like it came out of the sea. Well, and was tossed in a garden.
That's probably because it came out of the sea.
And it was tossed in our garden.
I love to eat what looks like real food.
You know? Exactly. Well, this is definitely octopus.
It's a great salad.
What else have you brought out for us to enjoy?
That's on our grill menu.
And it is a big seller. Nobody's doing octopus. I haven't seen it on a Tucson menu in quite some time.
Yes.
And it is unbelievably tender. It's a great summer appetizer.
Now this is our beef skewer. And that's an appetizer, and that is on our happy hour menu.
Now, you've got a little bit of a schmear going here on the plate. So
yes, that is chimichurri. So the beef is actually tenderloin that we marinate in chimichurri, and then we put it on the grill. And the chimichurri is also a little bit of chimichurri smeared on the plate.
So we got a little South American thing
and
going on.
And then we got esquites, which is a street corn.
Oh, yes.
So you should definitely try the street corn.
Little Mexican street corn.
Matt, that's $7.50 on our happy hour menu, if you can believe that.
That is
$7.50. Two large skewers with that. It's almost enough for a meal.
And we're taking pictures of this. It's
absolutely
going to be up on our Facebook page.
It is really a big seller. It's one of my favorite dishes, and it's almost enough for dinner.
I mean, you take both of these skewers weight-wise on that beef. I mean, this is like a steak, and you said it's tenderloin.
Uh-huh.
So on a happy hour, you think, okay, well, we can get away with a lot. We can cut some corners. Let's just go ahead and throw some cheaper cut on this stick.
No way.
Chef Rosiem says absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
All right, so would it be appropriate, Chef, for me to
eat it with your fingers?
To run this through the chimichurri?
You know, do whatever you want that makes you happy.
Beautiful.
I'm a chimichurri fiend.
Garlic.
So I'm
so delicious,
really
so tender. It's a huge seller here.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to try a little bit of that esquites with the beef.
So we grill the corn, and we take it off the cob. Mix it with some cheeses.
We're going to take a little break on the food because we have a guest who are listeners. They want to call in and see if they know the answer to the question. Now, John Kulikowski,
I came up with this trivia question.
This is a fun question.
It's a fun question, and it's tying in our 4th of July Red, White, and Brew. I actually went to Madeira last summer and visiting all kinds of places in Portugal and had a lot of different wines. So we'll go into the trivia question.
All right. What's the question?
The question is, on the 4th of July, 1776, our founding fathers were very happy to celebrate, and they toasted the signing with, and I'm wondering if our listeners might be history buffs to know what kind of wine that might
be.
Great question. Okay, so again, on July 4th, 1776, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they toasted this historic occasion with a certain unique type of wine, and we want to know what wine that was. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a Hacienda del Sol gift card. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Tool Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol. And look, I've got chimichurri on my microphone. It's happened. You know, these. It's always fun to get the headsets out every Saturday because you get to smell the microphone and see where we were.
So lovely.
The week before. Yeah, just think about the chef at a restaurant that says, oh, you must have been at Jerry's Cigars last week because that smells like cigars. But anyway, welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort with our celebrity co-host Andy Berlin from the Arizona Daily Star, Director of Wine and Spirits John Kulikowski, and Executive Chef Bruce Skim. Again, the question is, on July 4th, 1776, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they toasted the occasion with a certain unique type of wine, and we want to know what that wine was. We have a couple of callers that think they know the answer. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Catherine. Catherine, how are you?
Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Do we have Catherine back? Yep, I can hear
Hello.
You now.
Hello,
Catherine. How
Catherine.
Are you? Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay, so what kind of wine did they toast this historic moment in 1776?
I would say Madeira.
Okay, Catherine says Madeira. John Kulikowski?
Catherine happens to be correct. Now, the reason for that is that all the imports to America had to go through London, where they were taxed heavily, and Madeira was the exception. It's 300 miles off the coast of Morocco, and the English king's sister was engaged to the ruler of Madeira, and he exempted Madeira from all taxes going to the colonies. So they were very popular. Thomas Jefferson has a lot of Madeira in his cellar at Monticello. And rather than pay the extra tariffs going through the London system to get to the colonies at the time, Madeira was exempt, and many of those wines were extremely popular in America. And all of the signers toasted with small glasses of Madeira, which is a fortified wine, a little on the sweet side, but is enjoying a renaissance right now.
Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful story.
It's kind of fun, isn't
well,
it?
Catherine, nice. Let me tell you what, Catherine. You are in for a treat because you are going to be a guest of John Kulikowski, Chef Bruce Yim, and Tom Firth and the whole team on your next visit to the Hacienda. Now, don't go away because Mark back at the studio, he's going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift certificate to you. And all I can say, come hungry, Catherine. Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks so Catherine. Much. We look forward to seeing you.
Congratulations.
Now, John, do you actually have any of Jefferson's Madeira from Monticello?
I don't have Jefferson's, but I've got a bunch of Madeira here, and it's on our dessert after dinner menu. And if you haven't experienced it, come down and mention that you heard this on the Matt Russell Show, and I will give you a complimentary taste of Madeira after your meal.
Oh, my goodness. Say it
Absolutely.
Again. Say it again, John.
Just mention Matt's name, that you listen to this show, and look me up. I'm here most nights. And say you came over because you heard us on the Matt Russell Show, and you will receive a complimentary glass of Madeira with your dessert course here at Hacienda.
Free drinks.
I'm all aflutter. It's
just, delicious. Absolutely great.
Thank you so much,
My
John.
Pleasure.
Andy, you asked Chef Bruce Yim a question on our commercial break, and I didn't get a chance to hear the answer. What did you ask him?
I said, what kind of cuisine do you enjoy cooking most?
And I said that kind of depends on how I feel, but I like, I cook a lot of French and Italian and Mediterranean because I kind of like the balance of the freshness and the acidity of food. But, you know, I also cook Asian a lot at home.
And you trained in Venice.
I trained in Venice, and I worked in France, and I worked back east in New York where a lot of the French chefs worked under some very big names. So I learned a lot from them, too. So
very beautiful. Let me ask you this. I assume you go home from time to time.
I do.
And when you go home, and let's just say you had to get rid of everything in Chef Bruce Yim's refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Everything in a refrigerator goes in the trash can except for one thing. What is the one item that
one
Chef
thing?
Bruce
a bottle Yim of gin.
cannot live without?
What can I live without? Well, there's always that bottle of sriracha that sits in the corner.
Yes!
Right by the
there moment. It is. A bottle, one of the basic food groups in the in-house.
Yeah.
A bottle of sriracha. Now, were you, John, is that, what about the one bottle, spirit, wine, or otherwise, that is going to be the last to go from your private collection?
Well, I tend to gravitate toward wine. So I liked heavy reds for the most part, and that's what I go to. But Bruce and I actually just enjoyed some Madeira the other night. They were making a dish. We have one of our dishes, and I can't remember which one, that had a Madeira sauce on it. And Bruce and I opened a bottle, and it was a prime New York Madeira, it's called. And it's from the Royal Wine Rare Wine Company. And we have at least 4 to 6 Madeiras here. And again, if you mention Matt Russell's name, you will get a complimentary glass when you arrive.
Okay, get ready. Bring it out, John.
I'm going to have to order more Madeira, I have a feeling.
Anyway, the time, unfortunately, has come for us to bid adieu to all of our listeners, but there's always next Saturday at 4 o'clock. Please tune in like you do every week. Let me say a special thank you to our celebrity co-host from the Arizona Daily Star, Andy Berlin. Thanks always so much hanging out with you.
Thank you
for
inviting me.
Director of Wine and Spirits for the Hacienda del Sol, a guy who you want to get to know, fellow foodies, John Kulikowski. Always
Matt.
Treat hanging out with you.
Thank you.
And here I sit trembling in your presence, Executive Chef Bruce Yim, who continues to just manifest creativity at the center of the plate. Thank you to you, and as you said, to your team, who you work with so beautifully. I don't know
it's
where we'd be without you. Anyway, if you missed any part
of
the show
much.
Whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Andy Berlin reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at the Hacienda.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Pachuco!